Greetings from Monitor 67 on the final Sunday evening in October. I'm Brad Crandall. Later this half hour, Mel Allen with Today in Sports and a look at the week ahead. And in just a few minutes, singer Al Martino and a personal analysis of the various trends in popular music these days. First, one of Mr. Martino's latest ballads.
How can I describe you? Couldn't if I tried to. Though it's clear to me, no one can see the reasons why I love you. What a thrill to touch you, and you give so much to me. Every day I live, it's how you give that is the beauty of you.
This is Ed McMahon. For my next act, I'm going to tell you all about a beauty product. Well, don't laugh, because I really know what I'm talking about. It's a shampoo. A really good concentrate shampoo. It's made by the Breck people. It's called Breck Concentrate, not surprisingly. And it's what you might call a family shampoo. My wife Alice found it first for us. And being concentrated, just a little goes a long, long way and makes plenty of lather. It's not a bad idea with a bunch of kids around like ours. And being Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all those things. So it even suits baby fine hair like my daughter Linda's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the kids breaking it. We take it with us on the boat in summer for that very reason. And I like it because one shampoo for all of us means we don't have all those bottles cluttering up the bathroom shelf. So here's the name again. Breck Concentrate Shampoo. The McMahon Family Shampoo. You'll like it.
Just in case you haven't noticed, it takes a darn good and versatile singer to capture the admiration of the various age groups these days. Al Martino is one performer who's managed to do it, however, and he's currently enjoying the most widespread popularity of his career. He discusses the various modern trends in popular music and offers some frank advice to beginners as he talks with Monitor reporter Ron Lyons. Al, where is music going today, these trends? What does it mean to you as a singer?
Well, that's a very good question. The music today is, I think, split in so many different markets. Where it's going to end, nobody seems to know. All I know is that the market is there for all types of music. I'm quite fortunate myself that I fit into one of those markets. I guess that would be the ballad type with maybe a slight backbeat. But it's very difficult today to get a record that will be a big, big hit, like a top five record, especially a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
Today it's either got to be rhythm and blues or very teen-oriented, you see. But again, I say I'm very fortunate to have what I have now.
Well, a record like you had, which was a tremendously big hit in this country, Mary in the Morning, where I don't think 10 years ago you could sing a song like that. What do you think the reason is for this? Are people, are they becoming more liberal, or is it the young people, or what?
Well, the song was written by a very young man. His name is Johnny Cymbal. And he has sort of a teen quality about his songs. And
yet that was an adult record, definitely, I think.
Well, we presented it that way. But if you had heard the song demonstrated by him at the beginning of the, at the infancy of this recording session, you would definitely feel that it was teen-oriented. And what we did was we just gave it an adult interpretation. I don't know whether we accomplished getting a teen market or not, but I know the adults went for it.
Let's go back a few years. The first, I think, that I know the first thing I remember you for, which was, oh, number one, seemed like for years, was a record called Here in My Heart, which I'm sure is still in your heart, definitely. And then there was a long period between 1952 and, well, 10 years before you hit again with a record called I Love You Because. And the first thing I wanted to ask you, what happened in those 10 years? You know, you got to eat and you still got to make a career.
Well, I went to Great Britain and I lived there for a number of years, but I didn't go there just to live. I went there to work, too. And I played Palladium, played all the provinces of Great Britain. Then I played a few dates on the continent. And before you know it, years went by, and I found myself unknown in America. When I came back, I had to start all over again. It was very, very difficult.
Now, is it hard for a guy, say, who wants to sing like you to make it today? What does a guy do if he really wants to just be a good, straight, professional singer? What does he do?
I think he's got to get out of business myself.
It's an honest answer. What's in the future for Al Martino? What do you want to do? You have, you say, a bounce back, and you're tremendous.
Get another job. Well, I have a long tour ahead of me. I've got a few things happening. It looks pretty good. Pretty good. We just came back from Germany. We just did the first color telecast in Europe. About 80 million viewers all over Europe.
Al Martino, I want to thank you for dropping by Monitor.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Tired of the same old routine? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Drop in on Citgo. Catch up on the neighborhood news. Treat the kids to a Citgo lollipop. Relax and see how unboring a gas station can be. You see, we've made your Citgo station a little more pleasant, a little bit nicer than the ordinary run-of-the-pump gas station. Citgo, you may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Sports with Nell Allen shortly, and music by Percy Faith's Orchestra and Chorus in just 1 minute. Always good variety listening here on the Monitor Beacon.
Cutting taxes and spending can be more than just a campaign promise. In the town of Oyster Bay, Ralph J. Marino has already done it twice this year. Marino, majority leader of the town board, slashed 41% of wasteful spending from the $45 million capital budget proposed by Supervisor Petito. Republican Marino also applied his cost-conscious shears to Mike Petito's 1968 operating budget. When Marino finished cutting out the fat, the budget called for over $1 million less in taxes than the 67 budget. Had enough of big government and big spending? Michael Petito used to be Nassau County's Deputy Welfare Commissioner, and you know how that department loves to spend your hard-earned money. Vote for a proven tax cutter. On November 7th, elect Republican Ralph Marino, Supervisor, Town of Oyster Bay, and give yourself a break. Paid political, Citizens for Marino and Roncalo, Edward Glazer, Chairman.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Monitor once again, the time 18 minutes after the hour, and here's a perfect song for autumn, season of chilly breezes and falling leaves. Percy Faith's orchestra and chorus, and Windy. Moment, Mel Allen with Today in Sports, plus a look at the week ahead. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
Hi, this is George Carlin. I get a kick out of pushing the buttons on my car radio, going quickly from the middle of one commercial into the middle of another commercial. You get some rather unusual advice, like this.
Rub generously into your scalp at bedtime and you'll wake up
covered with thick, creamy chocolate sauce.
Then I wondered if people switch stations in the middle of my commercials for State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, would they still get the message? Let's see. State Farm has a coast-to-coast claim service network to give you fast, friendly claim service anywhere, in your own town or as you drive it.
Non-stop from Los Angeles to Honolulu, seven times daily.
No wonder State Farm insures more than 9 million cars, and no wonder the drivers of those cars invite you to
take one can of tomato paste.
Pour it in your gas tank and you'll be amazed.
At State Farm's low rates, too. And remember, there are more than 9,500 State Farm agents across the country. Get to know the one nearest you and
keep an extra one in your glove compartment.
And now at the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Brad. Hello there, everybody. It was a day of fast and furious finishes in professional football. For example, at Yankee Stadium, where the Giants beat Cleveland 38-34, the Browns jumped to a 10-0 first period lead, fell behind at the half 21-17, 35-17 in the third period when the Giants scored twice within a span of 42 seconds, then pulled to within 1 point of the Giants in the final period 35-34. But Pete Gogolak, on leave from the Army, clinched it with a 47-yard field goal. Fran Tarkenton of the Giants and Frank Ryan of the Browns each connected on three scoring passes. Atlanta 21, Minnesota 20, an upset. Atlanta's first win of the season. Tommy Nobis, a defenseman, set up one touchdown with an interception. Then, late in the fourth quarter, ran 41 yards for a touchdown with another interception. Pittsburgh 14, winless New Orleans 10. The Saints led 10 to nothing after three periods, but then the Steelers got rolling. Bill Nelson tossed a six-yard scoring pass to J.R. Wilburn, and Don Shy raced 33 yards for another score with just 1:52 left on the clock. Baltimore, the only undefeated team in the NFL, beat Washington 17-13 in another come-from-behind performance. Trailing 13-7 in the final period, the Colts marched 65 yards for one touchdown, Tom Matte going over from the seven, and then Lou Michaels wrapped it up with a 30-yard field goal. It was the 16th straight time that the Colts have scalped the Redskins. Philadelphia upset Dallas 21-14, turning a fumble and a surprise onside kick into scores. Los Angeles 28, Chicago 17. Roman Gabriel, who's having a great year, passed for two touchdowns for the Rams, ran for a third, but it was a surprise play in the third period that broke it open. Halfback Tommy Mason took a handoff from Gabriel, faded wide, then passed to Bernie Casey, 51 yards for the touchdown. Detroit 45, San Francisco 3. Linebacker Mike Lucci started the rout when he returned an intercepted pass 31 yards for the Lions' first touchdown. Tomorrow night, it'll be Green Bay at St. Louis. In the American Football League, Houston took Buffalo 10-3. Quarterback Pete Beathard sneaked the final yard in a driving rainstorm in the third period for the winning touchdown as the Houston defense held Buffalo on the Oilers' 7-yard line in the final moments. New York Jets 30, Boston 23, another wild finish. Boston led 10-0 at the quarter, pulled ahead 20-7, were tied at 20-all, again 23-all, and then the Jets pulled it out with 9 minutes, 7 seconds left to play. Joe Namath climaxing a 65-yard march with a 7-yard scoring pass to Pete Lammons. Namath completed 22 of 43 for 362 yards. His first three completions of the game gave him a streak of 15 in a row, tying the AFL record established by Len Dawson of Kansas City. Kansas City beat Denver, by the way, 52-9. The Chiefs upset the last 2 weeks, got rolling again with a 42-point explosion in the first half. Dawson passed for three touchdowns. Mike Garrett ran for two. Yesterday, Pete Bauer kicked a 27-yard field goal to give Alfred University a 24-21 victory over Rochester. After the game, somebody asked a simple question. When was the last time an Alfred player kicked a field goal? School sports officials didn't know. So they went to the record book. It was sort of embarrassing. They looked and looked and they looked. Well, this morning they finally had their answer. It's been 35 years. Looking ahead to other field goals and sports, Tuesday the National Horse Show at the Madison Square Garden, Thursday the $100,000 Hawaiian Open Golf Tournament in Honolulu, the Professional Bowlers Association Open in Youngstown, Ohio, Friday the Miami to Key West Powerboat Race, Saturday the Pimlico Laurel Futurity at Laurel, the E. Roland Harriman Trot at Yonkers Raceway. That's what is and will be in sports, Brad. Mel Allen here reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
35 years, that was before either one of our time. Thank you, Mel.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. For 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter.
Thank you.
Joe Harnell's orchestra, the song is titled So Nice. Monitor both nice and necessary wherever you are on the weekend right across the nation. In Atlantic City, New Jersey, folks hear us on WLDB. A brief pause now for all the stations on the line, and then we'll be back. This is Brad Crandall.
Hi, this is Bill Cullen, emphasis time off. Join me weekdays on NBC Radio.